Hello and welcome to our weekly blither. This is Neil from Kintore, welcoming you all to this part of the service to say that at Kintore next Sunday, we'll be hosting a special service focusing on climate change and COP26, led by our friends from We Are Tear Fund and Christian Aid. So look forward to seeing that you there next week. Over to Sheila in Echtenbidmar.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning to the folk in Echt and Midmar. Worship there this morning is being led by members of the congregation, while I'm leading worship at Chapel of Geary. And our service next Sunday morning will be in Midmar Church, where we'll be celebrating communion. So it's over to Clooney and Monty Musk with Ewan.
Hello, folks. Just a quick intimation to say next Sunday, we resume worship at Monty Musk at 10 o'clock. Where the Sunday school will meet, and we'll also have a blessing. So we're looking to have a cool church next Sunday, which will be lovely. And now over to Stella, across at Leardab Chapel of Geary.
Hello to everyone from the north end of the group. Just a little bit of news. We've published a newsletter, and that'll be available from your elders. But on the back page, we've included all of the information from all of the group. So if you do want a copy or just that page, you can give a shout to someone from Blairdaff. And we're having communion on the first Sunday of November in Chapel of Geary Church. So we look forward to welcoming you there. And now over to our friend, Reverend Tozi Shaimunda.
Okay, thank you. Last Sunday I was in Kimini. I enjoyed, I was welcomed very well. This Sunday, I will be preaching in Kindoo. Hope to fellowship well there. Thank you. I now end over. Let's continue with our worship.
Well, good morning. Hi, it's good to hear you all speaking back to me. It's great to see the kids in church again today. I really think church is not complete, you know, without families and kids. So it's really, really encouraging to see that we're now getting back to that point where we're getting back towards normality, although it's not really normal just yet. By way of announcements, you've seen the ads that have been on screen for the last 15 minutes or so. But one announcement I should make is that thinking about Remembrance Sunday, remember that the service here is going to be at 9:30. So it's an early start that day in order to give plenty of time for getting down to the memorial for the service at the memorial at 11 o'clock. So that's the 14th of November, so it's a few weeks away yet, but I just thought it was worth highlighting that today. So, welcome here. I read a psalm last time the praise band led, which was Psalm 100. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit snippet out of that, see if you can remember it from then. I'm going to read from verse 4, where it says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." Now, what does that mean for us today? What does it mean by enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise? Well, I would like to suggest that it means come to church and have thankfulness in your heart and give praise to God for the good things that he's done in your lives. But it goes on to say, "For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Now, that's absolutely relevant for us today. God is faithful. He's constantly with us. And even if we are not aware that he's having an effect on our life at any given time, he's there nonetheless. So keep that in mind. We're going to sing our first opening praise song now, which is Open the Doors of Praise.
Praise, open the doors of praise, and let the Lord come in the spirit.
done. That was quite unusual. We've never, I don't think, clapped for the very first song in a praise service, or at least in a service in church here that I can remember. Right, so this is for the kids now. Good to see you, as I said earlier on. So we've got three songs for you this morning. Two of them are ones that you might know already. The third one's actually a new song, which has been asked by for the praise service today by one of our congregation members. We'll come back to that in a moment. So the first song is Our God is a Great Big God. So you'll have to stand up and do the actions and stuff like that for this. Okay. God's love is like a circle big and round. And if you see a circle, no ending can be found. So we've had to learn it. Now, unfortunately, we don't have the words for it. However, the words are quite easy, so listen up. It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. They're singing and shouting since Jesus made me whole. Remember that? They're singing and shouting since Jesus made me whole. Some don't understand it, but I can't keep it quiet. It's bubbling, bubbling, a bubbling, a bubbling, a bubbling in the night. Now let's just try that through so that we can give it a wee go, okay?
It's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. They're singing and shouting, praise Jesus, baby, oh. Something nice and good, but I best to keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 in a drag, yeah. It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. It's singing and shouting, praise Jesus, baby, sing the verses for you, they're a bit short, so we'll keep you back for very long, kids, before you go over the church.
Since I came to Jesus, and my heaven made a star, my cup is running over, there's music in my head. It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul, let's sing it.
That was a good workout, wasn't it? Wonderful. Right, listen, kids, I believe that you're going to the church centre now, is that right? Okay then, so in that case, you can feel free to head off there now. Thanks for coming and joining us this morning. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Isn't it wonderful to have the kids in church, folks? Yes? Absolutely. Come on. Right, are you all tired now? Richard's going to introduce our first song today.
We're going to sing as we lift up your name, and it's really just inviting the Lord to come into this place and be with us, and for His Spirit to fall on us. So let us stand and sing as we lift up your name.
Prayer now. Thank you, Peter.
Shall we pray together? Let us pray. Dear Lord, we give you thanks for the opportunity to join as a church family this morning, to join together in worship to you. We thank you, Lord, for safety, security, and prosperity of our church here in Kemney, and for all those involved in running it. We thank you for the beauty of the seasons, where we are so blessed to witness the beauty of your creation in all weathers. Lord, help us to remember that you have bestowed so many blessings onto us. We ask for your forgiveness when we do not act or think as we should, which falls well short of your expectations. Jesus, please be the centre in our lives and use us to carry out the work you would have us to do. Loving God, you are the Creator and Lord over all things. We proclaim you as our Lord. Lord, we ask that the power, strength, and guidance of the Holy Spirit may come down now and enter our hearts and minds, so that we may have an understanding of your word to us. Father, you have a plan for each and every one of us. May the Spirit live within us as we walk together on this journey, always. As we now join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
And forgive us our debtors, as we forgive those who owe us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You know, we're quite a team up here. I had forgotten to speak to Peter about doing the prayer this morning, so at the very last minute, about 8 o'clock this morning, I think I sent him a text message saying, just wanted to confirm that you'll be with us this morning and you'll be playing and that you might be able to do the prayer. And Peter's response was, no problem, he says, I saw it was in the order, I've got it all prepared, it's all sorted. So I shouldn't have worried, I should have had confidence that Peter was being really faithful to us, and he was ahead of the game there. Okay then, so the first song we're going to sing here, this is supposed to be a kind of a songs of praise type of thing. We did ask for some requests, and we've got some specific requests that came from congregation members that we'll come to in a moment. This one, I think this is kind of a band request, but I'm going to allocate it to Mary, because I think this is Mary's favourite song, well, one of her favourite songs in any case, and it's You Rescued Me, and I think it's a tremendous lyric, this, because it tells a wonderful story, and it talks about how God is faithful to us and how he actually rescues us from our situations in life. There's something about that. A rescue, remember, is where somebody goes out and gets somebody and saves them. You know, it's not necessarily a two-way thing, that. God does this. He does it under his own strength, and he comes to us and he pulls us up and he lifts us up. So, You Rescued Me, chosen by Mary.
Thank you.
can sit down for a minute if you want. We've got two further songs in this set. The first one is I'm Accepted, I'm Forgiven. And it just speaks about God's love to us and how he forgives us each and every day and how we should come and draw near. And the second one's really a kid's one, but we're all kids at heart, aren't we? And it's I Want to Live for Jesus Every Day. So quite a slow one and then quite a joyful one. So let's stand if you want or keep seated if you want. It's entirely up to you as we sing these two songs.
Short Bible reading. Thank you.
Well, the reading is taken from the New Testament and it's taken from Ephesians chapter 3 and reading at verse 14 to 20. A prayer for the Ephesians. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Mary. Now, this is not a normal church service, so this is not going to be a sermon. Okay? You'll be pleased to know that, I'm sure. What I wanted to do, though, was to take a little bit of that scripture reading and just highlight it to you, because I think we've, as a church and as a community, have been through a pretty rough time of late, wouldn't you agree? I mean, these last 2 years really have been quite unprecedented. That's a word that's often been used to describe what's happened during the pandemic. And the effect that it's had on us, I mean, it's closed down church, at least in church worship, for a period of time. It closed down schools, it closed down workplaces. It really has had a very profound effect. However, life does go on. And I think you would agree that as Christians, our life as a Christian goes on, even if we have a situation where things are unusual. And I think some of the songs that we're singing today kind of testify to that. I mean, he rescued me. That was God coming to us and lifting us to a higher place, as it were. He rescued us. He forgave our sins. He gave us an opportunity to be witnesses for him in life. And in fact, I think that really we are the people, we are the expression of God in the community today. Our actions really are hopefully God's actions, and that's what people should see in us. He should see our love, and he should see our forgiveness, and so on, manifested through everything that we do. However, it's quite a challenge, isn't it? Think of the responsibility I just alluded to. We are supposed to be God's ambassadors. Now, that's a huge responsibility, I think you would agree. I won't say too much about ambassadors and politics today, because there's some very unusual things going on in politics today, and some very odd people seem to turn out being ambassadors for countries and so on. But you would probably agree that you sometimes wonder why those people are conducting themselves the way they are. But if you're God's ambassador, you really have to have an impact. And I kind of wanted to try and explain I'm sorry about this, folks, I'll just switch that off. I wanted to illustrate something that I think helps to give us a bit of an encouragement as to how we can be effective ambassadors for God. I want you to think of this ball as being us. Okay? Now, if I drop this ball, what's going to happen? It'll bounce. Yes, okay, well, let's see how far it bounces, shall we? Well, it didn't bounce very far, did it? Maybe about a foot. I want you to think of this ball as being God, okay? Well, now, what do you think happened if I drop this ball? It'll bounce. Do you think it'll bounce as high as that one? You reckon? Okay, shall we try it? Okay, right, here we go. Right, let me just do this one again. Right, which bounce was highest? The big one, very little in it though, would you agree? Not much in it, okay. So that's quite interesting, because here you've got God bouncing a little bit and you've got us bouncing a little bit. But that scripture that we read just now said, and I'll just quote a little bit of it. It said, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power, that is at work within us." Now, let me read that again. Think carefully about this. "Now, to him who is able to do immensely more than we can ask." Now, we often come to God in prayer and ask for things. Agreed? And we get answers. Oh, I didn't expect a quiet reaction there. I've certainly had answers to prayers that I've petitioned God with. But if we ask, he might respond. But it says here, or imagine. Things that might be in our mind that we've never asked for. God knows about those things as well. And we might not even appreciate what it is that God's got in terms of his mission for us in life. I'll read it again. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more is the important word there, than we ask. So if we ask, we can expect to get more from God. But even the things we haven't asked for, we've just imagined, we might even get those things coming through our life as well. According to his power, that it is at work within us. And that, to me, is the really important part of that scripture there. You see, God is not here on earth manifesting himself in reality. I mean, Jesus is not walking on the earth today. Jesus came to the earth, and he was God's ambassador for a period of time, and he fulfilled his role. He was the ultimate sacrifice for our sins, for all mankind. And he did all of those things, but he ultimately died and was resurrected and went back to be with God in heaven. So God's not on the earth today. We are here, and we are to be his ambassadors. So, this is the thing. The two balls bounce roughly about the same height. We're all agreed on that. Right? Okay. However, if we've got God in us, and if God is working with us, and we've got God working through our lives, like it said in the scripture there, right? He works in us. Let's see what happens here. Now, this might go terribly wrong, by the way. So bear with me. I might have to have two attempts, you never know. But the thing is, if I drop the balls now and I drop them together, see what happens. Whoa! Now, which ball bounced highest? The small ball. Now, is that not amazing that the small ball actually, in this little scenario, goes much further than the God ball did? You see, God is relying on us to impact the world and to be his witness in the world today. And he will give us the power to do more than we ever imagined. Can you imagine? Can you just get a hold of that for a minute? He will empower us, if we let him, to be in our lives and to give us more than we could ever imagine. So I want you to take that thought away with you today. I know I did that many years ago in church with a kid's talk, and I did wonder about using it with the kids today, but I thought, no, I've got to use this with the adults because there's a really big story in this, right? And I know that it's been challenging times these last few years, but be encouraged. Invite God anew into your life in a way that he can really empower you to do his work in these really challenging and difficult times. Now, we are going to come back to your contribution to this service, because a few of you have actually asked for specific songs. Now, the first song that we're going to sing, is Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Now, this was asked for by Linda Gorvett. Now, although Linda's not here today, I'm pretty sure that she'll probably be listening in online. So let's sing Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. She said she wanted this because when she was going through a treatment for a medical situation, which was a difficult time for her, this is the song that she kept in her mind, and she used to sing it to herself at times when she was maybe having a bit of doubt or whatever. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, for a foretaste of glory divine. And we can stand to sing.
Thank you.
Okay, you can sit down. The second requested song was actually from Muriel. Muriel Gratian asked for the song The Lord's My Shepherd, and of course I asked her, well, I think it was Richard that asked her why she wants that song, and she said, well, she said, I just really like the words. Is there anything else you'd want to add to that, Muriel?
I just like the feeling when I'm singing it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I just feel that comfortable feeling when I'm singing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very difficult when you've got a mask on to hear. Feel free to pull it down when you speak. Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to sing the song now. And of course, there's a canon in this. There's two parts. So feel free to sing one or the other of the parts as we go along. Maybe we'll sit for this one, if that's okay. One of the things about asking for requests is that you never know what you're going to be asked to play. There were two more songs actually asked for. One of them was asked for by Helen Lull, and she asked for the song called Amazing Grace. It's not the Amazing Grace that you would know. It's a contemporary version of the song. Now, we did actually try this on Thursday night, but the music that we had wasn't really in the right key. And we thought, we're going to really make a mess of this if we try and do it in a service. So we thought we're going to hold on to that one for the next praise service. Okay? So hopefully, next time we have a praise service, whether it's on a Sunday morning or on an evening, we're going to use that song. So you have my promise on that. And we're going to work on it between now and then. So Helen, we didn't exclude it lightly. The other song that we were asked to play also brings a challenge because it's more of a hymn than a song. And of course, praise bands are really configured for doing more contemporary materials. But this particular song, the author goes back to the very early 1900s. So it's quite an old one. But it's a song that you will definitely know. So we've practiced it and we think we'll be able to do it justice this morning, okay? The song is, and it's asked for by no Lord, by the way. She's asked for in heavenly love abiding, no change my heart shall fear, and safe is such confiding, for nothing changes here. The storm may roar without me, my heart may low be led. So life's not always straightforward, is it? But God is round about me, and can I be dismayed? So we'll sing the song, In Heavenly Love Abiding, now. Optional, if you want to stand, by all means. It's a funny thing, when you do a service like this, normally when you try to put together a service, you have a theme in your mind, and then you put the service together and you follow the theme. But I think there is a kind of a theme that's come out of this service, in a way. I'm not sure that it's the theme I originally would have foreseen. I didn't really have a theme in mind. I don't know if we as a band had a theme in mind, but I think there is a theme here, and it's about God's presence in our lives and the effect that he can have on our lives if we let him. So I would hope that the words of the songs that we've used today have meant something to you, and that you will take away a message from today's service, and that message will be one that will encourage you going forward. I'm just going to say a short prayer, and then we'll sing our final song, which is In Christ Alone. And then you'll be free to go. We are going to sing you out, but you can stay if you want to sing along with the last song, because it is quite a lively one, if you so desire. Let's just come before God in prayer now. Heavenly Father, we thank you that when we come into this place to bring our thanks and praise to you, that we actually meet you here. Heavenly Father, it's wonderful that when God's people come together, you are always there in the midst of them. We just thank you for your faithfulness, Heavenly Father. We could never have foreseen the circumstances that the last 2 years have brought to us. But we just thank you that you have been with us throughout that whole time. And yes, Heavenly Father, there have been difficult and challenging periods throughout. We thank you that as a church, we are a force in the community here, Heavenly Father, and that we can do things in your name that will lift your name high. Because you said, if your name is lifted high, you will draw men unto you. Heavenly Father, let that be our mission, to have an effect in our local community, to draw men unto you. Heavenly Father, we think of those who are not present in person today, maybe not in this building, but joining us online. We thank you that throughout the pandemic, we've been able to maintain our church activities in a virtual sense. We thank you for the technologies that have allowed that to happen. And we thank you for the fact that people have been able to embrace those technologies in order to get the most out of our church activities during this period. Heavenly Father, we just think of people today that may be going through a personal, difficult time. We know there may be people in our church or in our community who are struggling at the moment. Heavenly Father, we all have contacts and we all have people that we know that might be going through those sorts of difficult and trying times. Heavenly Father, we just bring them all before you now. It's wonderful, Heavenly Father, that despite our shortcomings, you're all encompassing, you're all powerful, you're all present, you're always there, even at times when we think you're not. Just help to empower us, Heavenly Father, to do your work in this community at this time. And that community, of course, extends beyond the village of Kemeny now, because we have people who listen to our worship services from other parts of the country and the world indeed. Heavenly Father, we just bring all these things before you now. And just bless us as we depart after singing our final song. Go with us and give us the assurance that you are constantly with us, and just help us to do your mission in this place. We ask all these things now in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Thank you.
Just ask, as we've come to the end of the service, that you'll just make everybody here know that they've met you in this place today, and that you will go with them throughout the week ahead and help them to be excellent ambassadors for you, doing things that they never imagined before. Amen.